once again, here's Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, on Rant Radio.
Great book was written a while back, like over 1,000 years ago, called Sun Tzu's Art of War, written by the guy named Sun Tzu. And in the Art of War, he says that if you know your enemy and you know yourself, you're guaranteed success. If you know yourself and not your enemy, then you have a 50-50 chance. If you don't know yourself and you don't know your enemy, then how can you possibly hope to succeed? That's our problem with our society. The government and powers that be don't want us to even know ourselves. Because if we don't know ourselves and we sure don't know them, then we have no sense of strength or no way of winning in any kind of a battle that we would engage on them. And the battles today aren't waged in trenches. They're not wars that are fought with the rifles and bayonets and guns. Instead, the bayonets and the guns are all in words, in ideas, in thoughts, and in speech. People don't understand that what one man says can really have an impact. What one person says can really get out there and can really move. Now the status quo is that, oh, don't make a fuss. Don't make a fuss. Don't make a hassle. Don't question. Don't question anything. You're just going to cause problems. You're a troublemaker. You're causing problems. That's not what Rant Radio is about. We're not just sitting here bitching and complaining. We're offering solutions. We're making it so that you know your enemy so that you have a better chance of success. Even if you don't know yourself and you know your enemy, then at least you got a 50-50 chance. That's what I'm about. That's what this is about. One of the big enemies that we have in today's society is the modern health industry. Hospitals are not your friends. Hospitals are the sickest industry going. You never ever have to think about it, but what exactly are they doing in the hospitals? It's not in their best interests to cure anybody. You think AIDS is a naturally occurring disease? AIDS was listed in a biological weapons manual published in 1968. You don't believe me? Check it out. Look it up. Question me. Think I'm lying to you? Go ahead. Look it up, but don't just say, oh, you're full of it. Yeah? You think so? Check it out. It's the truth. It's a man-made virus. It was made to clean out the ghettos. Who does it affect? It affects the people who live in the lower end of the spectrum. It affects most of the people who live in the ghettos. Intravenous drug users, multiple sexual partners, and it was tailor-made to destroy the gay community. We could get into the whole 9 yards of the Masonic sect, but that's a whole nother rant. I'm talking about hospitals that are using drugs instead of natural remedies that work twice as well. They have yet to create an anti-parasitical, antifungal, antibacterial medicine as strong or as well maintained and useful as garlic. Garlic! Yeah, the stuff your grandma used to stuff into the porridge. Yeah, that stuff. It's the best stuff for ya. But do we hear about it? No. No, we don't. Because they haven't had a way to patent it yet. Not like they do in Europe, where a lot of herbs you need prescriptions for. Don't believe me? Check it out. You need prescriptions for aromatherapy in Europe. You need prescriptions for vitamins in some section of Europe. And you know what? It's going to happen. We have to look after ourselves. Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, all those wonderful things that even I love to drink are killing us. They're slowly destroying our bodies, and we have to be aware of it. Do you think if they really wanted tobacco industry out of the market, they would be? Of course they would. But No. They have cures for cancer. It's called ozone therapy. Don't believe me? Check it out. Ozone therapy has also been reported to be able to help people with the HIV virus. Don't believe me? Check it out. Ozone therapy. Contact your local holistic medicine. Contact your alternate medicine headquarters. They'll tell you the truth. The medical industry is not your friend. The medical industry only makes money when you're sick. And how sick is that? Right now in veterans hospitals, there are Vietnam vets who've had all their skins burned off from napalm strikes and from various fires, and they sit inside of an oil bath, and they sit there nonstop. They don't leave the oil bath. Okay, so these guys have been sitting in this vat since the 70s. The 70s. When you know what they should be doing? They should be treated with aloe vera, a natural herb. A herb that will help their skin actually regrow, actually regenerate. It's been proven to work. Check it out. The medical industry is not your friend. Do not rely on them because they are trying to make you sick. It is in their best interest to hook you onto machines and keep you there. That's how they make money. It's a sick industry. And we at Rant Radio are trying to help you out. My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
The motherfucking saga continues.